Crapulent, crapulent, corpulent, indolent. petulant. Toenail fungus? Smegma. Nazis. Hi, we're talking about... fear of weird utterances and cursed words. And have you ever been sweared at in a language other than your American language? And it would fly past your head if it wasn't for the fact that there is a whole change in timbre, whole change in behavior, facial grimaces, and, you know, an intense laser-like focus on your ugly face that caused offense. Something or other, your behavior, whatever. It's really unsettling when you are sweared at in a foreign language. And somehow even more so than in your own native tongue, because it's so mysterious. Again, we're talking about logos, the power of words. And I guess there's a lot of attending things that make them so powerful. You know, suspended on their own without any sanguine presence. Someone speaking it, spitting at you, whatever. However they're approaching you with a particular word. Well, I take that back. Even in print, I mean, there is just a barrage of impressions. I mean, if somebody says to you, poop, I mean, you know, not a pleasant thing. It makes you think about poop. So, you know, the flourish of images that it brings. So when I was younger and I would be helping my dad with projects around the house, You know, just kind of male bonding, boy and dad kind of stuff. When my dad, you know, had an incredible ability to figure things out mechanically, a gift that I do not have. And, you know, it wasn't that he had been trained in this stuff. I mean, he just was able to hash it out in a very good way, you know, in a very good way. It was just a natural gift of his talent. Now, my father, was a very charming man. But when he would get angry in these projects, now the thing about it, my father was a Ukrainian immigrant, so he would start swearing in Ukrainian. And these words, some of them I knew, but most of them I didn't, because it was almost like, it was like a foreign language above and beyond Ukrainian, which I can't speak. And you know, the particulars of his supposed cursing were just unknown to me. And I mean, what attended that was just the row on his face and anger and just, you know, lightning flashing. And it was like something almost akin to hitting your thumb with a hammer. So it was something that was very penetrating. Even if it wasn't directed at you, it was very, very scarifying, very scarring. Something that... I still remember, and it's been retained in the folds of my brain. Now, the interesting thing is, over the years, I learned that actually it wasn't swearing. It wasn't that he was saying anything really nasty. This seems to be peculiar to Eastern Europeans of a certain age, because what my dad was wishing on that plank, that 2x4, was the plague visiting it. Yes, the plague. There were all kinds of invectives that solely located around wishing something or someone the plague to befall them. I mean, it was the stupidest thing, the plague. And I had a professor in anatomy, and he was Hungarian. And I don't know, I think I would, I don't know, you know, why it occurred to me to remember my dad, you know, swearing these things, and that I had learned that they were actually not familiar kinds of vulgarities or curses, but something that was very archaic, the plague of all things. And this Hungarian professor told me, he says, you know, it's the same thing in his nationality. You know, of a certain age, people would wish, I mean, you would think a certain age would be like, what, the 13th, 14th century? But no, I mean, it's something that, well, you know, the plague is still around, you know, in I'm sorry to say, third world countries. I mean, it probably will get worse now, given who is the secretary of, well, I'm not going to go into it. But, yeah, I mean, things that just perpetuate these free-floating, sweary, shouty words that really, when translated, are weird invectives that really have no power over us in terms of anything familiar. They're kind of funny and silly. Well, anyway, I want you to think, in order to heal yourself, I want you to think about your own shouty, sweary, or just even nasty smegma-related words, things that bug you, okay? We're going to continue.
Un besito, Pele. En la nalga pele, con la espalda pele, con la espalda pele, con la espalda pele, en la nalga pele, o pa' molir, o pa' molear, macata ves, tú pégale, tú macaé, y pégale, tú lompión, y pégale, tú málaga, bailando así, gritando va, saltando así.
Kaleidoscope. Tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate. Thursdays at 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests.
is a night of triumph. Onto the city, to the royal palace. Now, the farce is almost over. Forward, my fiery steed. Let's hear your final cry.
In the 1950s, Martin Denny created a musical genre that evoked the mystery and sensuality of the jungle. Exotica, his signature tune, was called Quiet Village.
lady love. something, huh? Maybe she left this morning and she'll be back in a little minute. Stop crying. Oh, no, no. Hold Big Sis's hand and tell Melody what happened. Be a big girl.
Last night, Yogi was outside and Mommy whispered to him and then he left me alone.
Jody! Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I was hungry and I went to bed because I was scared without Mommy.
Okay, be a big girl. Be a big girl. Melody's getting you food right now. What do you want? Peanut butter and jelly? Okay. PB&J coming right up. 18 months. 18 months? No. Here, Cully. Sit here at the table and eat your PB&J. Big Sissy just dropped the knife. That's all. Okay. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to call Grandma Melinda. Oh, where's the cell phone? Please have it still be here. Please don't say she took it. Oh, good. Thank God. Okay. Grandma Melinda, you get to spend the day with Grandma. Isn't that your favorite, huh? Huh?
Grandma making me scrambly eggies?
I don't know. Maybe. You're getting fat, you know? You're a fat little kid. Oh, come here. Huggy-wuggy. You're so roly-poly-cully. Okay, I'm gonna call. It's gonna be okay. Grandma Mel? Are you there? Are you there? This is an emergency. I think Melanie had a meth relapse. Cole, stop it! Cole heard her with Jody outside the trailer. And now she's gone, and I have to go to school. I don't know what to do, Grandma Mel. I have this science project today, and I... Mom? Oh, okay, she's here. But please, Grandma Mel, if you get this message, can you still come?
Give me that phone. What are you doing? Tattletale.
Mom, where were you? Where were you?
My throat is dry. Where's water?
Mommy!
Come here, Coley. Was your big sister scaring you? Come to Mama.
You scared her. Where were you? With Jody, you had a relapse. I can see it. Admit you're on it. I can see it. I thought 18 months was safe.
Shit. I need something to drink. My throat's so dry. Oh, why is the food and water just evaporate, just vanish out of this trailer? Oh, I'll have 7-Up.
Get out of here and go to school. I want you to do good in school.
Now I'm late for my science project. I worked for 3 weeks and I'm late. You made me late. How can I go? How do I know? Is Cole even safe with you?
Of course she's safe with me. Of course my own child is safe with me.
I'm your child too.
Just go. I'm back on the program. As of this moment, I'm back on the program. Just go.
Okay. Are you okay, Coley?
Just go. Just get out of here.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, bye.
Woo!
In the rain.
Do you fear modern medicine, especially disease? Check out my show, Dr. Anomia Jr. on WRCT. Wound Liquor, if you want to take your medical knowledge and beliefs back to the past. Make America sick again.
Soy McGruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Si crees que comprarlos es inofensivo, piénsalo de nuevo. Estos suelen hacerse con ingredientes potencialmente peligrosos e incluso letales que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
Recibí un mensaje de texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en Internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
I think the thing about we have to think about with this is
unconscious collective
who insinuate themselves into every part of our lives.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I listened for a long time without uttering a word.
I know it's silly.
I'm four.
All right,
stop. As soon as I close my eyes, I can't recall what my face is like, can you?
This room never feels like this room. 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 Never feels like this room.
Really don't want to be pigeonholed in, and you start to feel that your music is big.
I'm so sorry. I must have called my healing the camera.
I'm so sorry.
Then I'll hear about that somewhere, I know.
Challenge us to improvise.
During this experience, it's best to be sitting or lying down in a place where you can comfortably ignore the outside world.
What I do is evil. I have no illusions about it, but it must be done.
Since upon nothing less than the infinite can the spirit disport itself.
It showed exactly who you were.
Music concrete.
The one calling me that, I've never said that. You know, I'm not.
Music concrete.
Or are you a rock band? I don't know. I'm just playing music. I don't know. I'm not the one claiming to be.
Unconscious collective.
Start to pigeonhole you in areas that you really don't want to be pigeonholed in.
Music concrete.
And you start to feel that your music is being interpreted in a way. I mean, to take, for example, this is probably a crude example, but if industrial music became the theme tune to the rise of the new right in Europe, do you think that this would actually make you change course from what you want to do and change the kind of music you want to make?
I don't think so. I mean, if something came out that inspired me enough to alternate or to
Musique concrète.
Just change the way that I would make music. If there's some form of music that came out that...
Do not be afraid.
Public domain.
Dr. Novia with you, and we're the last about less than or about 18 minutes. I'll see you again Thursday, next Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Wound Liquor. And I hope all your triggering words are easily forgotten, easily mitigated with something pleasant, pleasant words, pleasant names, pleasant sights, pleasant sounds. And remember, they are a lot scarier coming at you than from you. All right, we continue.
Thank you.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Arjun Das. You're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm joined today by Dave Mawinney. Dave, how's it going?
It's going great, Arjun.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh is known for many things. Winning at football, losing at baseball, pierogies, steel mills, and soon enough it might be known for something new, tech startups. That's in no small part, thanks to our friend here, the efforts of today's guest, Dave Mawinney. Dave is the executive director of the Swartz Center for Entrepreneurship at CMU's Tepper School of Business, which is one of the premier hubs for startup activity in the Pittsburgh metro area. So, Dave, you're a Pittsburgh kid. Tell us how you got to startups and how'd you find out that it was a viable career path?
Oh, wow. So, I grew up If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations